So an ELISA has more or less the same principle as an RDT, but it is less quick. So an ELISA takes 1 hour for each step approximately. Of course, there are some exceptions. So you would count approximately 4 hours to perform an ELISA. The advantage is that it's quantitative. So you have a readout that's electronic, and the readout actually depends on the amount of antigen present in the sample, which allows you to use it for follow-up, etc. While an RDT gives you either a positive or a negative readout, you cannot use it for quantification. In that sense, an ELISA has a higher resolution than an RDT, and by that it potentially has a higher sensitivity. The readout is automatic as opposed to most RDTs, where it's done by the naked eye, which can be prone to inter-reader variations. You can do batch testing because you do it in a 96-well plate, which might make it a bit more time efficient and potentially cost efficient. As I mentioned, you have the washing step, which might render some ELISAs a bit more specific than some RDTs. You do need a lab infrastructure, and your personnel has to be trained at least to a minimum to work in a laboratory, which is a disadvantage for some settings as compared to the RDT, where you have everything you need to perform the test in the test kit.